As we wait until Sunday morning, remember what Jesus did for you and what Jesus did for me. And remember today what he still does for us. Amen.
At last, I, Satan, can relax. It is finished. It has been a long, hard struggle, but the results have made it all worthwhile. My labor, my hardest work, is now complete. Many people assisted in the effort. Judas, I conclude you overdid things a bit. You brought weapon-wielding Roman soldiers and police from the chief priest and Pharisees to arrest him. You didn't need that much armed support. He put up no resistance, attempted no flight. Nevertheless, you did get the job done. It's amazing that with so many armed men, none of his followers was hurt or killed. Peter, if I were the type to render gratitude, and I am not, I would have to send some your way. You almost have even convinced me that you were not one of his followers, that you didn't know him. You were a triple play denier, and I won't forget how you persisted, even in the face of that cock crowing. I was beginning to wonder if the authorities were going to muddle things up with Annas, Caiaphas, and Pilate shuffling them back and forth among themselves. I thought my scheme was in jeopardy when a choice was presented between releasing him or the bandit, Barabbas. But you members of the Crucify Him mob did your part. It was a brilliant move, emancipating a dangerous criminal. For some time, I've been trying to think of a way to get Barabbas out of prison and operating in the city again. I followed, watching him as he made the journey to Golgotha. I was there when the points of the nails penetrated his wrists and feet. I viewed his ascent as the beam was raised. What a moment. Hours later, at long last, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. I noticed they didn't break his legs like they did the others. But I took no chances. I waited to see what would happen after one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. When I saw the water and the blood, I knew he was finished. Looking back on the morning and the afternoon, all of the events did not unfold precisely according to my plan. I feel satisfied with the results. This certainly has been a good Friday for me. Darkness has won. I put out the great light. The world is mine. You are mine. He is dead. My plans can soon be put into full swing. My operatives will shortly initiate the next phase. But that can wait for several days. I'm tired. Vanquishing him took nearly all my strength. The Creator rested after he fashioned the world, and I will rest now that I have begun refashioning it in my own image. I think I'll just crawl into my hole and sleep for a couple days until the first day of the week. That day will mark the beginning of a new future for Earth and all its inhabitants. A new sovereign will rise. I can hardly wait.